Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. I literally just looked at Jake, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've got a four-hour show in front of me. Did I not just say that to you?
Yeah.
So we've got enough for today. I'm not here on Wednesday. Don't miss me too much. But we've got enough for Thursday, and I'm sure nothing will happen during that 48-hour period. I mean, my Lord. There's such major news as North Carolina. Bill Belichick may not even be the head coach come their first game of the year. It's getting so bad out there. And I don't have more than 3 minutes to spend on that at some point in this show. Okay. But you actually, first of all, let me know what people are saying off the text line. But you actually did a little math. All right, we can do math on this show. We're smarter than the average dumb guy about 50% of the time. All right, give or take the day. But you actually did some math here. What would Matt Rhule have to do just to match Bill Callahan's initial record?
Yeah, he who shall not be named has been dubbed on the show now. But, you know, it is kind of funny to look over the years how how maybe his tenure gets better because of these other coaches that followed him. So he's 27-22 at Nebraska. Again, terrible, worst coach of all time. Matt Rhule is 12-13 right now. So he'd have to go 15-9 just to match that in the next 24 games. Which equates to about, you know, some 8-4, 7-5 type of seasons would tie it to, you know, an 8-4 and a 7-5 season moving forward. So we'll see what can be done, but that's just to tie Bill Callahan.
By the way, folks who don't know, Mike Riley was exactly 500 at Nebraska. Scott Frost was well under 500. Is he who shall not be named? Is that him now? Is it Trevor? I feel we got to be careful. We're starting to add up the amount of people of he who shall not be named type folks. All right, and obviously I played for Callahan. So I was there. I was there, like I said, first half of my career. I committed, it was recruited by and committed to play for Frank Solich. The last half of my career was Callahan. I do think Callahan's tenure is viewed a certain way, part because of the eras right before it. Like if he came in and did what he did, but he did it now, I think it'd be viewed very differently. And let's be real, he didn't have a ton of respect for Nebraska and Nebraska's traditions and things of that nature. So I think that rubs people the wrong way as well. I saw it firsthand. Okay. So it's interesting, depending on when you coached, sometimes how your tenure is viewed is completely different. All right. But let's get to the text line. 16-team playoff, 14-team playoff. What do the folks prefer? And do they prefer auto bids or do they want 9,000 SEC teams in their 16-team playoff?
Yeah, William Adara chimes in off of YouTube, kind of talking about the at-large bids. Say maybe Air Force or Navy or Army could get in, so he'd be excited about that. Old Dad 34 chimes in on the text line. I don't think auto bids should be allowed. Just take the best team. 1922 said 16 if the military academies get an auto bid. So a lot of people want to see probably just a triple option in there at some point. Cigar Guy says, I like auto bids. I don't care about 14 versus 16. The important thing for me is they need to be seated correctly. Dave Braska says Sweet 16, don't have any buys. Nolan Border said maybe they should do the playoff like the NFL, don't have it be a fixed bracket system. The lowest remaining seed plays the first seeded team, and the second lowest remaining seed plays the second seeded team, and so on. Just let the top teams decide who they want to play after their bye week.
So I'm going to come back to that point because that's a phenomenal point. The reseeding after every round of the playoffs, I don't know why we aren't already doing. I know why, because the NCAA tournament, college basketball, and it's exciting and it's fun. We don't have 64 teams in the college football playoff. Just give it 2 years and we will. Okay. But for now we don't have them yet. So it's not going to work the same. Reseeding after every round just makes sense to me. It's beyond obvious in my opinion. Like if 16 were to upset one, they then shouldn't play the winner of the 8-9 game. They should play the number two team in the country if that's the highest remaining seed left, or the number three team, or whoever the best team in the country is left. Why? Because you earned the most difficult road to the championship. So if you're going to get in with four losses, you better beat the best teams that are out there. Otherwise, I'm not going to respect you as a national champ. Now, if you come out and you beat the number one seed and the number two seed and the number three seed, okay, maybe you were eighth in your conference and you had four losses and you got blown out three times, but it's hard to ignore that run. Nobody's ever going to do that. But maybe, you never know what'll happen. All right, so I think reseeding after every round is just kind of obvious. I think it was old dad 34. I could be wrong. By the way, if you're 34 years old, you're not old. But my point is this. Like, when you say 16 best teams, it's a slippery slope. When they started paying athletes, I said, hey, it's a great idea, slippory slope. When they started going to 4 and 12 teams of college football playoff, I'm like, hey, it's a good idea, but it's a slippery slope. What I'm saying is you're not going to get the 16 best teams. You're going to get the 16 biggest brands. You're going to get the 16 teams that the people like the best. Like, look at all these SEC teams that complain they didn't get in the playoff, and then outside of one SEC team, Ole Miss, one, all the rest of them lost in the playoff, or in their bowl games, I'm sorry. Alabama, people were up in arms about Alabama not getting in. Alabama lost to an injury-riddled Michigan team where I believe they had like five guys that didn't play in that game because they were going to the NFL draft. Alabama did not have that same problem. They had their squad for the most part. Michigan did not. Michigan was Michigan last year, and they still got mollywopped in the bowl game. So my point is you may think you're getting the best teams, but when you leave it up to people's opinions, there's a lot of variance in there. There's a lot of bias in there. That's why things have to be earned on the field, at least to a degree. Like, it doesn't matter what you think. We won this championship on the field. We won the ACC. Yeah, we might be a conference that used to be good at basketball, may not even be around in football anymore, but right now we're here, and we deserve to be one of the 16 teams in, whether you think we're the 20th best team or not. Like, some things have to be beyond what people's opinions are. But then, once you've said, hey, these are the automatic teams that qualify based on what you did on the field, then you factor in people's opinions, which is, even though I still prefer 14 teams, the one thing I like about the 16-team playoff. Like, nobody's going to get left. Half the field doesn't deserve to be in a 16-team playoff to play for the national title based on what you did in the regular season, but nobody can whine about being left out of a 16-team playoff, in my opinion. And that's the one thing I do like about it. All right, so just for those who may or may not know, here is how it's being... We got to go to break again. Good Lord. Why do you talk so much, Jake? I think you said 10 words the whole hour. It's been me. All right, we're going to go to break. And then I'm going to explain, for those who don't know, and even if you do know, there's a new proponent to this that has been proposed that I actually like. How this 16-team playoff format would actually, like, how do they decide who the four teams are from the Big Ten and four teams from the SEC and two teams from the ACC and two teams from the Big 12. Like, how do they decide this? Okay, and there's a new proponent to this that's been proposed that I actually do like, and it actually, if they do this, would make the regular season, which has been utterly disrespected and destroyed, just a smidge more valuable, at least to a degree. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in-app only.